As we celebrate Saints Philip and Saint James today, may we learn, like what Saint Paul has said in the first reading, to hold fast to what had been handed on to us. My brothers and sisters, it's so easy for us to change the gospel in order to fit our agenda, our liking, our want, our desire, or our way of life. But it's important that we hold fast to what had been given to us, so that we take on roots instead of just preemptive growth. Because a tree that did not have deep root will be overturned and will be toppled when the storms get hard, when life gets overwhelming, and when things begin to fall apart. Take deep roots so that we know who nourishes us. And our faith is not just a matter of what we like, but what had been given to us, so that we build upon those foundations, so that we draw deep from the one who nourishes us deep from within, to the sacraments, to the life of worship, the life of prayer. In the gospel reading today, Jesus tells us that he had told Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me, the Father, except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father." And when Saint Philip asked him, "Show us the Father, and that will be enough for each and every one of us," Jesus reminded that just as they have seen the Father in him, so we need to remind ourselves too, that how can we become more Christ-like each day, so that when people look at us, they see Jesus living in us and through us, through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, through the transformation of his grace, so that we become more Christ-like. So just like Christ himself, we can lead other people to know who they are, their dignity, their self-worth, their mission, their purpose as beloved sons and daughters of God. My brothers and sisters, be like Christ in our words and our actions, so that we can lead others, not to ourselves, not to politics, not to an institution, not to anyone else, but to God, who changes their heart, changes our heart, and transforms them, so that we can know how much we are his beloved, and to be content in knowing that he has continued and will forever love us until the end.